Excuse me, everyone. We're just going to have a brief dessert talk by Bill Apter, who is an employment specialist of AHEAD, and also Michelle Leahy, who is a transitional benefits counselor with AHEAD. So here's Bill.
Good afternoon, everybody. Are you all enjoying your lunch? Okay. All right. Yeah, you're enjoying your lunch as well? You can speak in here. It's on. It's okay.
Yes, yes.
And what, your name is Vangeli? This gentleman all morning has been walking over to me and asking me if I know Miley Cyrus. And how can he get a date with Miley Cyrus? I happen to know Miley Cyrus's dad. Anybody here remember Miley Cyrus's dad? Show of hands. What's his name? Okay, and now for the door prize. What, only you can answer this. What was his hit song? You got it! Do we have a door prize? Can we come up with some chocolate or something for him? We will work out a door prize for you. So somebody get someone from the Holiday Inn here to take the door off. Anyway, how many people here, she thought that was funny. How many persons here with disabilities are already employed? Show of hands, please. Quite a few. All right. Yes, a big hand. Are you co-hosting this with me? Are you going to be my partner for this?
Don't.
All right.
I'm only was going back, but I noticed you started.
Okay, all right. Well, you can help me if you like. I work for the past 3 years. I work for a company called AHEAD. How many people are familiar with AHEAD beside Michelle? A lot of people back there. And I've seen some familiar faces here. AHEAD has been in the nonprofit business of helping persons with disabilities for the past 31 years find successful employment and retention. We're also an approved Social Security Administration employment network. So if you have, how many people here have a ticket to work? Any hands? There? Well, if you have it, one hand back there. If you have a ticket to work and you're over 18 and you're looking to go to work, we are an approved Social Security Administration employment network. So we can help you find a job. We can help you with your retention for the job, and we can, with the help of this lovely lady in the back, Michelle Leahy, we can help advise you of your Social Security benefits and any problems you may be having with Social Security. The people that raise their hands that are employed, how many of you got your job through employment agencies, through employment networks? Anybody? Okay. Well, we are here again to help. Yes. Did you want me to? Don't walk in front of the screen. Okay. I'm a walker talker. This is very difficult. Can I duck? Okay. We'll do that once. Okay. All right. As I mentioned, if any of you are looking to become gainfully employed, AHEAD certainly is one of the groups out there that can help you gain employment and retention and help you with Social Security. So while you're having dinner or lunch or dessert, any questions that Michelle or I might be able to help you with regarding employment or Social Security? Not one question? Michelle, do you have a question? Yes. What's that? Can you only work 20 hours a week is the question from Michelle. So I'm going to go over to Michelle and see if she might have an answer to that. Now, a lot of people think that if you're on SSA, all your benefits will be taken away, but you can actually earn more money on Social Security and having a great job at the same time. Is that correct, Michelle?
Yeah.
So ladies and gentlemen, would you nice hand of round of applause for Ms. Michelle Leahy here?
Thank you, Bill. Well, okay. how can I follow and act like Bill Apter? Well, we at AHEAD are really dedicated to working with transition age youth. Along with the Disability Rights Network and PABS and Goodwill and all of these different agencies across Pennsylvania, we have actually developed a special initiative to really work with children between the ages of 16 to 24. This whole big age that the confusion of parents, the confusion of these barriers for employment, the confusion of all these services and how do they all work together. Our purpose is really to help eliminate some of those fears. And because I know we have them, and I'm sorry, I'm short. I wheel around. I always bring my own chair. Thank goodness, because we have a full house in here. But really, the purpose of this program today, as well as what our agency does and all these other great community agencies, is really to help these kids figure out their dreams and be able to achieve them and achieve realistic goals. To achieve realistic goals, to find employment, to find fulfillment, and to be able to be self-sustaining and as independent as they can be. And one of the ways we do this is through helping provide ongoing counseling, navigating their Social Security benefits. Because you need that safety net. So really, that's what we're all about today, all these things. And thank you, Bill. Okay.
Thank you, Michelle. Any questions at all that we can help you with regarding employment? Yes, question all the way over there. Hang on a minute. This is great exercise here. Trying to find an empty aisle here. And your name is?
Deb.
And what's your question, Deb?
It's not about employment. It's about the whole Social Security thing. And maybe you probably can't answer it in 2 minutes, but what is the criteria? I don't understand how kids would even be eligible for Social Security when they're still in school. And don't they look at parents' income? And I just don't understand that whole thing.
Michelle, is that a question that you can intelligently answer? Okay, back over to Michelle here.
Well, when you are under the age of 18, you are deemed underneath your parents' income. So you are actually your parents are responsible for children until the age of 18. When you are 18, you're old enough to vote. You are considered an independent citizen and can go ahead and apply for Social Security benefits underneath their own name. And that includes SSI, which is an assets-based program, and SSDI, if that's the case of their parents being deceased, disabled themselves, or retired. I know Disability Rights Network will be going over this at the meeting at 1 o'clock, and if there's any other questions, I, Phyllis, Jessica, Larry, and Jen can all answer these questions for you.
I think what she might be talking about is yours.
What she may be talking about is, I know I have students that are only 14, 13 that are getting SSI or SSDI or whichever one they're getting, and how they're able to qualify for that as a student, I think is what she's talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, some students are eligible for that under the age of 18 because their parents have low incomes. And under the age, that's for the SSI benefit. If they're receiving Social Security benefits, it's usually under the age of 18 survivor benefits. And it may or may not be classified as disabled until they're 18. so that it may have to deal with that. But if you're receiving SSI benefits before the age of 18, it means that you have a disability according to the Social Security Administration, and you don't have a lot of resources, or your parents don't have a lot of resources. That's why SSI is very prevalent in Philadelphia and in lower sections of Montgomery and Chester and Delaware counties. Okay? Does that answer your question?
Do we have any other questions before we wrap up? May I take one more question? Do we have time? Okay. Young lady over there, all the way in the corner. You're going to make me come all the way over there, huh? It's all right. We have you, and there's someone right behind you, too. Not at all.
Okay, my question is, I just started going back to school, and I go 2 days a week. And because I've been out of the workforce for 6 years. Okay, and a lot of the technology has changed. Since I'm on a partial grant, and because of my Social Security and his income, his Social Security, we weren't eligible for, like, full grants. Now, my question is, it's a two-parter. I'm going to school, and I had to take out student loans to cover the rest of my tuition. I noticed that they do educational training. Would they be able to help with part of my tuition for the school? I go to Landseal School of Business.
They meaning Social Security?
See, we didn't look into that before we, you know, before I applied.
Michelle, what? Is there another person from Social Security here who might? I'm going to talk to Michelle afterwards, and maybe we can find out that answer. You go to the Landseal School of Business. Was Andrea the lady who brought you in there?
She's there.
That's my wife.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Wow. You set that up perfectly. Thank you. We had a question from this young lady over here. Please let me know if we're out of time. Yeah, so we have time for one more question. Excuse me, let me just sneak in between. Thank you. Okay, what's your question? What's your name, first of all?
My name is Alfina, and I was wondering, if a kid is still in school and they're past the age of not supposed to be in high school or whatever, and they want to go for SSI, are they allowed to still go because of what their parents make and what they earn?
Michelle is bowing her head yes. So talk to her in the foyer. We have a table all set up out there, and please come and see us. Thank you, Jen, for letting me do this.
Thank you, Bill and Michelle. And again, we'll have the meet and greet from 3 to 4. So for any questions you have for Bill or Michelle, feel free to contact them during the meet and greet session. And one final announcement that I forgot this morning during the plenary. There is a petition for the waiting list campaign out on the Vision for Equality resource table in the hallway outside the main breakout session rooms. And for anyone who is interested in signing that petition, that is available for you to sign. So thank you, and we should start kind of wrapping up lunch. The next session starts at 1 o'clock. So thank you, everyone.